And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen. That will all happen.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Welcome to day 1336. Trump again claimed that the coronavirus will disappear without a vaccine and said that the U.S. would develop herd mentality.
Go away without the vaccine? Sure, over a period of time. Sure, with time. It goes
and many
away.
Deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen. That will all happen.
The correct term is herd immunity, which occurs when enough individuals develop immunity to prevent the spread of a disease. Trump also denied that he downplayed the threat of the coronavirus, contradicting his recorded statements, and then downplayed the pandemic even further, saying, quote, "In many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action," end quote. Trump also insisted that the U.S. is, quote, "rounding the corner," end quote, when it comes to the virus, even as the U.S. death toll approaches 200,000 people. Meanwhile, CDC Director Robert Redfield testified that a COVID-19 vaccine won't be widely available until late spring or summer 2021, and that Americans will not return to, quote, "our regular life," end quote, until then. Redfield also said that wearing a mask remains, quote, "the most important, powerful public health tool we have," end quote, adding that a face mask is, quote, "more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine," end quote. Trump, nevertheless, insisted that the U.S. could start distributing a coronavirus vaccine, quote, "sometime in October," end quote, a much more optimistic estimate than his own health officials. He also said that Redfield made a mistake and shared incorrect information and claimed that, quote, "the mask is not as important as the vaccine," end quote. Trump added, quote, "the mask perhaps helps," end quote. Trump also criticized Biden for not implementing a national mask mandate, even though Biden is not the president and has no authority to do so. Trump's comments were in reference to a policy promise that Biden made as part of his plan to combat the pandemic if he is elected.
"The wearing of masks has proven to lessen the spread of COVID. Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing, and why don't you wear a mask more often?"
"Well, I do wear them when I have to and when I'm in hospitals and other locations. But I will say this. They said at the Democrat convention they're going to do a national mandate. They never did it because they've checked out and they didn't do it. And a good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said we're going to do a national mandate on masks."
"He's called on all governors to have them. It is a state responsibility."
"Well, no, but he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it. Now, there is, by the way, a lot of people don't want to wear masks. There are a lot of people think the masks are not good. And there are a lot of people that, as an example,
who are those people?"
"Well, I'll tell you who those people are. Waiters."
In D.C., Trump urged congressional Republicans to support a new coronavirus economic relief bill with, quote, "much higher numbers," end quote, and stimulus payments for Americans. In May, House Democrats passed a $3.5 trillion bill and have said that they would settle for a $2.2 trillion package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, on the other hand, said the administration could support a $1.5 trillion deal. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans have tried to advance a $300 billion bill that does not include stimulus checks. Moving on, a whistleblower complaint accused an ICE detention center of performing unnecessary hysterectomies on immigrant women and failed to follow procedures meant to keep both detainees and employees safe from the coronavirus, which facilitated the spread of COVID-19. The complaint was filed by a nurse who previously worked at an ICE facility in Georgia and said detained women told her that they did not understand why they had to get a hysterectomy. Nancy Pelosi called on the Department of Homeland Security to immediately investigate the allegations of, quote, "high rates of hysterectomies done to immigrant women," end quote. In a statement, Pelosi said Americans, quote, "need to know why and under what conditions so many women, reportedly without their informed consent, were pushed to undergo this extremely invasive and life-altering procedure," end quote. The complaint also alleges jarring medical neglect at the ICE facility for its refusal to test detainees who had been exposed to the coronavirus or those who showed symptoms of COVID-19. Moving on, Attorney General William Barr encouraged federal prosecutors to consider charging violent protesters with sedition. In order to bring a sedition case, prosecutors would have to prove that demonstrators conspired to attack or overthrow the government. Meanwhile, Michael Caputo will take a 60-day leave of absence from the Department of Health and Human Services after he accused government scientists of sedition and called on Trump supporters to arm themselves ahead of the election. Caputo, the Health Department's Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, claimed in a Facebook Live video that the scientists at the CDC, quote, don't want America to get well, end quote, and that the, quote, shooting will begin, end quote, after the presidential election. Paul Alexander, who was at the center of efforts to muzzle the department's career scientists, will also be leaving the department. Moving on, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's operational changes delayed nearly 350 million pieces of first-class mail, that's about 7% of all first-class mail, during the 5 weeks that they were in effect. Before the changes, the Postal Service delivered more than 90% of first-class mail on time, but delivery rates dropped to about 83% following the changes. Additionally, delivery rates fell 20.4 percentage points in northern Ohio, 19.1 percentage points in Detroit, and 17.9 points in central Pennsylvania, all regions that could decide the November election. The Postal Service, meanwhile, sent postcards urging voters to plan ahead if they intend to vote by mail. And finally, the Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after Trump had a, quote, productive conversation, end quote, with the league's commissioner. Trump also personally spoke with several unnamed Big Ten coaches, athletic directors, and parents. Several Big Ten schools are located in swing states, including in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. The conference postponed its fall sports season on October 11th due to health concerns, and 8 days later, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren issued a statement saying that the decision will not be revisited. Trump, meanwhile, tweeted, quote, "It is my great honor to have helped," end quote, despite one Big Ten president saying Trump had, quote, "nothing to do with our decision and did not impact the deliberations. In fact, when his name came up, it was a negative because no one wanted this to be political," end quote. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.